22 skiers were whisked off a glacier on the southern Kenai Peninsula yesterday by an Alaska Air National Guard helicopter. Crews found the pair after they became stranded for 4 days. KBBI's Dish Eaton has more.
It's a trip that Jenny Nyman and Chris Hanna of Soldotna had wanted to take all winter, hiking and skiing on Harding Ice Field in Kenai Fjords National Park near Seward.
We are well aware that the weather on the Harding Ice Field is super dicey, so we've just been kind of keeping an eye on the forecast, looking for a completely clear, calm wind day with nothing coming anytime soon.
Nyman says they thought they'd found that day on Friday, although there was a weather system predicted to hit the area later that evening around 8 p.m., but they figured they could go up, ski for a few hours, and fly out long before then. So a friend with a plane dropped them off for a day of adventure late Friday morning.
We were skiing around. You know, we had 3 awesome hours up there. It was phenomenal. It was just beautiful. The snow was amazing. We were having a blast. And I kept thinking, man, this is the experience of a lifetime, being able to cross-country ski on the Harding Ice Field, looking out over the Kenai Fjords. I just didn't realize at the time that that lifetime was potentially going to get much shorter in the near future.
But around 2 o'clock, the weather changed quickly, says Nyman. At nearly 4,500 feet, she says, the glacier seemed to create its own weather.
These clouds just started materializing right behind the mountains, right on top of us. That weather just popped up literally out of blue sky within 15 minutes right over us.
They tried calling their pilot friend to come get them, but by the time they heard him overhead, the clouds had descended and he couldn't land. Then the snow and wind started. They grabbed their gear and decided to try to head on foot 20 miles to the north toward Exit Glacier and a road near Seward.
We only made it about 6 miles by 8 o'clock at night. The weather just kicked up so bad. We had like 10 feet visibility. It was snowing so hard. And the winds were probably blowing about 35, 40 at that point.
They had no choice but to hunker down in their tent and camp for the night. The weather was even worse in the morning. Nyman's companion, Chris Hanna, had a GPS satellite locator beacon and a cell phone. They let a friend know via text message that they were in trouble and asked him to let search and rescue know they may have to push their SOS button on the beacon. Late Saturday afternoon, he pushed that button, sending out his coordinates. That evening, their tent failed. They built a snow cave and got inside to wait and think about how they had gotten into such trouble.
We had nothing to do but stew about that the entire time we're in there. It's not like we brought a deck of cards.
Alaska State Troopers handed the case over to the Alaska Rescue Coordination Center at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. The 210th, 211th, and 212th National Guard Rescue Squadrons loaded onto an HH-60 Pave Hawk helicopter and an HC-130 King aircraft used for refueling. Rescue crews began communicating with Nyman and Hanna via text. Staff Sergeant Edward Egerton, spokesperson for the RCC, says the satellite locator beacon that Nyman and Hanna carried with them was crucial in helping rescue crews find the two.
They were able to communicate their situation to other people, and they were able to communicate their location. And so it gave us an idea of where to go, as opposed to having to wait for the weather to clear so that they can perform a search, which, you know, with the size of the area, could have added days to finding them, if at all. So in this case, it gave our people the ability to know exactly where they were going.
Bad weather and difficult terrain hampered rescue efforts for 3 days. But Monday night, 4 Alaska Air National Guard rescuers were delivered by helicopter onto the glacier. They camped overnight and located the two hikers just after noon Tuesday and flew them to a hospital in Soldotna. Nyman says the satellite locator beacon saved their lives.
That thing 100% saved their lives. We would not be here. Nobody would have found us. Nobody would have even found the remains of us without being able to get our GPS coordinates out.
Nyman says she and Hanna are both in good condition, and they are grateful to the rescue crews and the outpouring of care from the Kenai Peninsula community and people across the state. She says they're resting and recovering from the ordeal, and they're not planning any more glacier adventures anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't think either of us have any interest in ending up on the ice field anytime soon. My skis are now definitely put up for the season.
In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.